Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. My name's Adam.
And this is Connor.
Connor, today we're talking about one of my favorite hobbies.
Yeah, this is something I used to do a lot, karaoke.
Karaoke.
Yeah, and this one is specifically weekend karaoke, but you can do karaoke any day of the week.
We're not here to judge.
No. Yeah.
So today we are going to talk about karaoke. So in this lesson, we've got, well, Chinese couple, their foreign friends, they're at the KTV, and, well, I guess we can just find out what they're going to sing.
Okay, let's take a listen to the conversation.
All right.
谁去了多愁善感的你谁看了你的日记谁把你的长发盘起谁给你做的嫁衣
What was that song you just sang, Tony? What a beautiful melody.
It's called 同桌的你. It's pretty catchy, right?
Honey, if you keep singing slow songs, I'm going to fall asleep. Sing something upbeat.
Well, I don't want to hog the mic. Jacob, why don't you sing one?
Maybe Yuki should go first.
Are you joking? I'm completely tone deaf.
Okay, okay, I'll sing then. How do you choose a song?
You can choose by artist, by song, or by genre. Can you read Chinese characters?
No, but I know a bit of pinyin.
Perfect! Just use the first letter of each character to select a song or an artist.
So if I want to sing 朋友, I just type in P and Y?
That's right. Why don't you give it a shot?
Cool, okay. P, Y, oh, I think I got it.
All right. Great choice, by the way. A classic sing-along.
Wait, what song is this?
Oh, maybe it's a different version. No problem. We can just skip it and try again.
So, we just heard the dialogue. We've got Tony, Yuki, and Jacob. Tony and Yuki are a couple, and they've brought Jacob, who is a foreigner, to this karaoke place. So right away, Jacob starts with a question. What was that song you just sang, Tony? What a beautiful melody.
Melody. Mm-hmm. Okay, so melody is basically like, well, we could also say the tune.
Right? Yeah, the tune, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, a pretty easy example would be like, da 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 da. So one thing about this song, especially the ending, it's really, really catchy.
Yeah. So this is actually a really great word. It's kind of like catch. If you think about catching a fish or something, this catches your attention.
Right, and keeps your attention.
Yeah. So in a way, it's easy to remember.
Exactly. And we can use it for songs. I guess we can also use it for like, phrases.
Yeah, we often say catchphrase.
Catchphrase, yeah.
So catchy tunes, we often say a catchy tune is a song that once you hear it, you remember it, and it actually gets stuck in your head.
Yes.
Sometimes all day long.
So one thing here, Yuki, I mean, maybe she likes this song, maybe she doesn't like this song, but she has a small little complaint, right?
Yeah. Yuki's a bit snarky, I would say. Yeah. She says, honey, if you keep singing slow songs, I'm going to fall asleep.
So slow songs here, there are different names for like slow types of songs.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of I think of it as like the tempo or the beat is slow.
Right.
Slower, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's usually like romantic songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in any case, the opposite of slow here, you guys might think like fast song. But actually we have another word we can use instead of fast, right?
Yeah. And Yuki says this in her next sentence, sing something upbeat.
Upbeat. Okay, so faster beat, move your hips, faster beat.
Okay, I don't know if you, you can't see Adam, but he's actually almost dancing
hips
right now.
Hips don't lie.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so just pronunciation here, it's two words, it's a compound word, but we don't say upbeat, we say upbeat.
Upbeat, right.
The P and the B become like one
sound.
And it just means like cheerful, right?
Yeah.
Or positive.
Positive, faster, happier.
Faster. Yeah. And you can use this not just for songs, but for like if somebody says something like an upbeat comment, even something so just positive or even optimistic.
Right. Okay, now I know you guys have one question. There's a certain kind of person when singing 麦霸.
Yes, so here we go. This one, Tony says, well, I don't want to hog the mic.
Hog the mic. Okay, right. So hog here is basically, it's a verb that means you don't share it.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so
it to yourself.
Something that you normally should share, but you don't share.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I can think of some examples, like if maybe... Oh, usually in an office, there's like a lounge chair. In my old company, there was actually a massage chair.
Ooh.
And there was always somebody, the same guy sitting in the massage chair during the lunch break. He was a massage chair hog.
What a massage chair hog.
Yeah, don't hog the chair. Yeah.
Okay, so there's pretty much, you can hog anything, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, there's one other great word here that describes somebody who can't really sing. So Yuki's sort of the opposite here.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why she can't sing is because she's...
She's tone deaf.
Tone deaf.
She says even, I'm completely tone deaf.
Right. So these tones here, I know we used the word tune before.
Yeah, yeah.
But tone is actually, I mean, you guys know what a tone is. It's...
Yeah. Yeah. Tone is just a single sound.
Right. So if you're tone deaf, you basically, you just can't sing.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And it comes from this word deaf. People who unfortunately can't hear, their ears don't work properly. So it means you can't hear the correct note.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next step in our dialogue is Jacob looking at the actual screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
How you actually choose songs.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Tony's explaining to Jacob, you can choose by artist, by song, or by genre.
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 Okay, great word here, meaning like kind.
Kind or category.
Category.
Yeah, type even.
So like a genre of music could be jazz.
Country.
Blues.
Yeah, rap.
And I guess it could also be for books though, right?
Yeah, books, even movies as well. Like, romance,
horror.
Action. Yeah, yeah. And this word, it looks like Genry or Genry,
yeah.
But it has this really soft kind of French, because it's French.
Yeah.
Yeah, genre.
Genre.
So, and one more thing here, it says you can choose by artist. Well, this is not exactly like, you know, Van Gogh
or Michelangelo.
It just means musician or singer, basically.
Yeah, like even if it's a really silly pop song, they're still artists.
Yeah.
They're still called artists.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So then Tony asks Jacob, can you read Chinese characters? And Jacob is, well...
He can't, right?
He can't.
But you don't necessarily need to be able to in order to select a song.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, Tony gives him some advice. Just use the first letter of each character to select a song.
So we just said choose before, right?
Mm-hmm,
now we're saying select.
Mm-hmm.
In any case, guys, do not say order a song.
Yeah.
I mean, I know when you're using the screen, it's kind of like ordering, but really the screen is probably going to say select.
Yeah.
If it's an English screen.
If it's in English, for sure.
And Connor and I would probably just use the word choose.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I think like select, you would never say that, ordering at a restaurant, I select a pizza or something.
Yeah, no. What do you select, sir?
Yeah. It's more for technical or formal things. So Jacob wants to sing, or he's asking, I want to sing, and you got to help me with this.
Okay, this is Pongyo.
Pongyo.
It's a great song. Next time we go to KTV, we'll sing this one.
I can't wait. he asks, I just type in.
Like this word type in is much more, I should say, much less formal than input.
Yeah, right? It has like the same meaning, right?
But no one's ever going to say like, hey, Connor, input this word into my phone.
Sure, I'll just input that, no problem. Okay, so Tony, he says, that's right. Why don't you give it a shot?
Give it a shot. So is he going to shoot a gun here?
Well, I mean, that's possible, but he's not going to in this one. So shot from the verb shoot. And this is just a really useful expression. Really common. It means, try.
Try.
Or attempt.
Yeah. It's instead of saying give it a try.
Give it a try, give it a shot.
Or have a try or something.
Yeah, yeah. And this you can use in any case, just kind of casual, go ahead and try.
Yeah.
So Jacob, he types in P-Y, and then Yuki, this time she's not as sort of snarky. She's saying, great choice, a classic sing-along.
Classic sing-along. Mm-hmm. So sing-along here is when people ask me what kind of songs I like to sing, I always say sing-along songs.
Yeah, because you have to be careful in a karaoke, you have to choose songs that everybody can sing together.
Right.
Yeah. Because along here is the adverb meaning like with.
With.
You know, go along, go with. So something I can sing with the song, with other people.
Right. Mm-hmm. And in this case, Jacob did sing. Yeah, I'd say he chose a sing-along song here. But there mm-hmm. is one problem.
Oh, yeah. And this happens a lot in karaoke. It is maybe, as Tony says, a different version.
Different version, mm-hmm. right? Because so many songs have the same title.
Yeah.
Or they're just like, we could say they're a cover mm-hmm. of another version.
Yeah. Right? So it's the same song, basically, but it sounds different.
Sounds different.
Yeah, somebody yeah. different, a different person sang it. So we use this word all the time, especially with computers.
Yeah.
Like the new iPhone version. You've got, usually you start with version 1, version 2, version 3,
right.
new updates, new form, or even if you're writing an essay, you can have an edited
couple different versions.
Versions. Yeah. yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, in any case, it doesn't sound like this is a problem, mm-hmm. the wrong version, because mm-hmm. we can just skip it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they can try it again. So skip here. Whenever I see this word, I think of skipping class.
Skipping class, yeah.
Yeah.
It, just not going.
Mm-hmm. Not going, or you just... you. Cut it out, you go past it.
I'm glad you said mm-hmm. cut here mm-hmm. because I have heard some friends at karaoke say cut the song,
oh,
which
okay.
would be a very literal translation.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, we usually just say skip.
Mm-hmm,
skip
yeah.
it, skip it.
Okay, so let's listen to the dialogue one more time and please don't skip it.
谁把你的长发盘起，谁给你做的嫁衣？
What was that song you just sang, Tony? What a beautiful melody.
It's called Tong Jordani. It's pretty catchy, right?
Honey, if you keep singing slow songs, I'm going to fall asleep. Sing something upbeat.
Well, I don't want to hog the mic. Jacob, why don't you sing one?
Maybe Yuki should go first.
Are you joking? I'm completely tone deaf.
Okay, okay. I'll sing then. How do you choose a song?
You can choose by artist, by song, or by genre. Can you read Chinese characters?
No, but I know a bit of pinyin.
Perfect. Just use the first letter of each character to select a song or an artist.
So if I want to sing 朋友, I just type in P and Y?
That's right. Why don't you give it a shot?
Cool. Okay. P, Y. Oh, I think I got it.
All right. Great choice, by the way. A classic sing-along.
Wait, what song is this?
Oh, maybe it's a different version. No problem. We can just skip it and try again.
So we just heard the dialogue one more time, and so let's just talk a little bit about the differences between American-style karaoke and in China.
Basically, what's the difference?
Yeah, so, well, in America or Canada, we usually do karaoke at a bar.
At a bar.
Uh-huh,
right.
Yeah. It's like almost like a special event with lots of people, and the key difference is you do karaoke with a lot of people you don't know.
You don't know them, mm-hmm. right? There's a host, and mm-hmm. he'll just be like, coming up next, mm-hmm. Connor is going to sing Country Roads.
Yeah, so it's like a concert. I go up... on stage and sing a song and people I don't know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. Whereas when I got to China, like I very quickly
yeah.
went, you know, started going to KTV.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
yeah.
the first time was very like, this is weird.
It's like a small room.
This is a small room
yeah,
and
yeah.
everybody is, you know, just like,
uh-huh.
this is really weird.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, you know, I became quite fond of it.
Yeah,
I liked
I
it
got,
quite a bit.
Oh, I actually prefer that. Now it's more personal,
yeah.
private. You can just have a fun time with your friends.
Exactly.
Just your friends, yeah.
Well, in any case, guys, we're going to put a few more differences between Western-style karaoke and Asian-style KTV
mm-hmm.
into our culture section.
So check that out. Good. Well, we look forward to seeing your comments, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, bye, guys.